All right, I'm going to start today's episode with a hot take, and some of you might disagree with me on this, but I think a lot of what people believe about best fitness trackers for running in 2025, sweat tested and ranked, is either incomplete or just flat out wrong, and I'm going to explain why. It's Priya Sharma, and today we're tackling best fitness trackers for running in 2025, sweat tested and ranked. This is going to be one because I've got some strong opinions here, backed up by actual research, not just vibes. So let's address the elephant in the room. After logging over 200 miles across 6 different fitness trackers this fall, I can tell you one thing for certain: not all running watches are created equal. Now, conventional wisdom would tell you that's all there is to it, but I wore this for 30 days straight. Here's what happened. The gap between marketing claims and real workout performance is wider than you'd think, and that changes the whole picture, doesn't it? I've seen so many people get this wrong, and I think it's because they stop at the surface level. I've tested everything from budget-friendly options under $200 to premium GPS watches pushing $500. But when you actually look deeper, each one went through interval sessions, long runs, trail workouts, and recovery days. And that's the part nobody talks about. Now, I'm not saying everything you've heard is wrong. The data shows clear winners and a few surprising disappointments. There's truth in that. But the nuance matters. Here's what actually matters when you're putting in the miles, and ignoring that nuance is how people end up making bad decisions. So, what do I want you to do with all this? Three things. One, question what you think you know about best fitness trackers for running in 2025, sweat tested and ranked. Two, look at the actual evidence, not just popular opinion. And three, head over to pulsigarreviews.com and read the full breakdown, because there's way more detail there than I could fit into one episode. That's the gear check. Test everything, trust nothing, and I'll see you next time.